Welcome to the What's Your Dream podcast. I am so happy you are here with us today. How are you?
Thank you so much, Trisha. Yeah, I'm full in wonder and happy to be here with you.
Very nice. All right. Well, we will get started with our first question. And it is, what is your biggest dream or aspiration?
My biggest dream, I think I lived it all my life, but it is actually to explore the limitless of being a human being outside of the costume that we are taught to live within. So the dream is really to be in this ecstasy of wonder about the real life beyond and the possibilities as a human being that we really just grasp so little of.
Yes, so
that is my dream, to live that, you know, to be a pioneer in that place and to inspire, to follow a path that will make a divine living.
Yes. So you're sharing this with other people. So that's the dream, right? Is to help other people realize that they're limitless here.
Yeah. Yeah. And myself living it as a, you know, testing the limits and see what's there, what's beyond, and to find the essence of what really works and what's really life.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I started reading a book called Conversations with God. And it is definitely eye-opening.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing. So I feel like every day of my life, I'm living that as well, pushing those limits of what do I believe? How do I feel about all this information coming in and all of that?
Yes, we are limited in so many spectras. And just open the door to... For me, the core thing is our duality that we have inverted into being in conflict with each other, the male and female, the darkness and light, instead of the yin yang ecstasy when that creates life, and that's the key for me to come into exploration of life instead of excluding. To see the attraction between counterparts.
Yeah.
And to work with them.
Yeah. I talk a lot about actually that just the fact of you have to see what you don't want to see what you do want. Kind of that contradiction, right? Of like, well, why do some things have to be bad? Well, they have to be bad so that way you see the good in other things, right?
Yeah, that's one part of it. And another one is, you know, everyone that have different occupations, they know how one inspire the other and make, you know, wisdom into the other field, that two different aspects of life appears in what we are doing. And when we come with multiple insights of what we are doing, life appears and we start to be totally divine in our beingness and our ability to apply the new energies that comes in.
Very nice. All right. Our second question is, what makes you feel grateful and full of joy today?
So much. Just today, I'm on building a new part of my studio to be a house, and I have one person helping me with stones in the garden, and I just design it, and the other one is starting building a tower, the roof of a tower. So it's massive energy of creation is going on around me, and also the start of the summer here in Sweden that make everything in growth, and you can be now it has been a bit cold day, but You can be without clothes, more or less. And that's, you know, it's so much to be grateful to for
Yes.
all the life. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, it's summer here as well, so we are definitely enjoying that too.
Yeah.
Yes. What are the most significant lessons you've learned throughout your life, and how have they shaped you as a person?
The most significant I learned is never to judge what you see. That they're all so much beyond every person, everything in life, that it make it true and right for that person and that situation, and that I cannot judge anything because everyone carries so much from ancestors, from their own life, from yeah, from their geographic nationality, everything, and that everyone is divine. That's the most important that I learned to accept everything as it is.
Yes. Yes. And try to not judge it. Yes. That's a very, very hard lesson in life to learn, because you never know where other people are coming from, and you don't know where they've been. Just like you said, it's you can't put yourself in their shoes unless you've been in their shoes, right?
If I don't judge them, I will sooner or later find how important that can be in my life for myself.
Yeah. Very nice. All right. What inspires you and motivates you to keep going even when faced with challenges?
Well, I have so many challenges. For instance, I have lived 10 years with hidden address with a small daughter growing up, you know, with a change that I had to hide from any open situation because I was followed by a dangerous man that was my daughter's father.
Oh.
That is just one of, but it's kind of the biggest challenge. But what I see, the more I live, I just see that, oh, this would have been a challenge before, and it's not now any longer. I just see it, and you know, going through challenges start to make you understand that this is a big gift that comes here. And nowadays, I see the gifts faster and faster. It's just to center myself and open my heart, and I can see what's really there. And the challenge is not what I perceive from the
Yes.
start.
Yeah. I love that. It's a very good way of looking at it. Because I mean, a lot of times the reason we suffer from challenges is just because of our perception of what they mean, right?
And yes, suffer. If we separate from something, that makes us suffer. If we go into it and explore it, the suffer end.
I love that. Yes. What do you hope to leave behind in the world as your legacy?
I would love to see a divine perception of duality in the world, and that I have been a good part establishing it,
Yeah. So what
the
are you
divine
doing?
side of duality.
Yes. What are you doing? And this is so cool that you're joining us from Sweden. What are you doing to help teach people about duality?
Well, I have retreats, several retreats. I have workshops. I guide meditations. I'm here with you. I've written three books about the new Earth, the new era on Earth, and you know, before anything happened with the pandemic or what they call it and everything, I wrote about the change in the world and the possibilities beyond it. So writing books, making you know, workspaces with people, it's my work, and healing. because I work with healing in the Akashic Records
Yeah.
and sound healing, vocal sound healing,
Yes.
and energy medicine from the shamanic studies. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel like generally in Sweden, or maybe even just like where you're from in Sweden, do you feel like people are pretty open-minded to your teachings?
Well, there is a big segment that are not into the spiritual world and that feel that science is contradicting the spiritual world, but it's just because they didn't go deep into it. So I can say that there are more and more people more open and to different parts of spirituality, but we are not a spiritual country in that way because religion has been suppressed, or religion has suppressed people in in 200 years ago, 100 years ago. So Sweden had gone very, very not having any religion, even though we are Christians. It's like when nobody goes to church. It's really it's not into the spiritual path. But more and more people feel energy and explore things that they can't explain, and they become more and more open. I think it's everywhere in the world we are getting more and more open to the unseen.
I would agree with that for sure. And there's definitely places like I'm in Kansas City, Missouri, and I feel like, I've visited Arizona and it is much more of a spiritual place where people are a little more open-minded to it, not just being like, God is this, old bearded man in the sky, And I think that that's the, it's really cool to see more people's eyes open up a little bit more to the possibilities and what might actually be versus just the same traditional teachings that we've learned. So I would actually pretty much say the same thing about even America in general is opening up a little bit more to some more spirituality.
And what I think that we will see that, and that we are seeing, is that it's not like we are not going like the people maybe in Arizona and parts of California. That people are spiritual and just live in and separated from 3D. What we will see is really the divinity in 3D, and connected to the levels of unseen consciousness that we have. And it's not like a separate life that people are going around with flowers in their hair and don't want to do anything of the earthly realms, in a way they love it, of course, in a flower power way maybe. But what I think that we will see, it's more a totally new way of spirituality that contains science and contains our ability to understand in another way, and not only being drifting away in other spectras of life outside Earth, and feel that this is more important. No, it's here and now in our body that we can be spiritual and very physical in the same time.
Yes, I love that. I love that you mentioned science as well, because a lot of science is proving a lot of things in spirituality. And I think the more open that people are to even just reading that type of stuff and being more open to the idea of the possibilities is going to make them more open-minded in even other ways, just to be more connected with themselves and looking at spirituality as being more connected to who you are, being more connected to nature, being more connected to
Exactly.
others. And so, yes, I love it.
Absolutely.
It can't happen fast enough.
Perfect. And it happens fast that we even though we may not see it, we can't avoid it.
Awesome. So the last question I have, which it typically doesn't end up being the last question, but it's the last question that I ask most people. What is one action that you take every day to get closer to living your dreams?
I have my morning rituals. It's a shamanic ritual, like calling in the six directions, and I make yoga and some Tibetans, and then I jump rope to get into my full body, the creation of myself without the limits that will be if I just rush into life. So the morning rituals are the most important. And then I also have a group in Europe that we meet 12 o'clock in the AM to meditate 20 minutes in the midday. And it's really to make life sick cyclically. You know, it's like cycles and not one ride of trajectories, but really have breath in the between the trajectories and be aligned with what is appearing in life, being there as the vivid energy that we can be as a human being.
Do you find that your meditation that you do with your group that it is more powerful than the meditations that you do on your own?
Yeah, it is. And we do it in silence. So nobody is guiding us. Sometimes I'm gliding into channeling things. And sometimes I am just concentrating to be in the sweet spot of the silence. And you can enter the field in different ways, but the group absolutely makes the difference. So even though when I can't go in 12 o'clock because I have something else to do, or noon, I feel the energy of this time because I've been there so many times in this meditations with the others.
Very nice. Yeah, I've been in groups where we did like hour long, but they were typically guided meditations, and it definitely just kind of when it's like power in numbers kind of thing. It seems like you just end up getting a little bit deeper in meditation in those instances, and then you just feel a little bit
Yeah.
more. Yeah.
That's what I do when I have my retreats and workshops. I guide meditation together with the crystal symbols and gongs and different vocal sounds to make it real to the body, heart, and mind in the same time, and not only speak to the mind. So guided meditations make us coming into the knowing that we already knew, but our mind didn't know it, because it was separated from that information.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners today?
Well, please connect to me if you want. It's a free discovery session you can find on my website, oakrootspiritualacademy.com, and it's just free to connect. You don't have to decide to be in any of the programs or anything. Just explore yourself. It's
Explore
a
yourself. I
wonderful
love that.
possibility. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, it must be. That's good.
Awesome. Well,
Yeah.
thank you so much for coming on today. And we will have all of the links and everything where you can find Anaya in online. You can find her and do a free discovery call with her and just connect with her and connect with her spiritually and figure out a little bit more about yourself.
Thank you so much, Tasha. Thank you so much.
Thank you.